What are you thinking about?
Oh, I hate that question.
I'm kidding. I'm not asking that question. It's just the name of the segment. Got together with three men, John Bowman from the Montreal Alouettes, Elias Makos from BT Montreal, and Kat Spencer from the Beat's own Saint Cassette. And basically, they were open and willing to answer any question, honestly, that Montreal women had for them, okay? One of my favorite questions is a few minutes away. It was, do men ever fake it? And I was actually shocked by the answers of like at least one of the guys on our panel. First, though, we had a question from Stephanie in Laval. This feels like a bit of a loaded question. Stephanie asked, when you say you're sorry, do you ever even mean it?
Oh,
told you. Bit of a loaded question. Elias Mako started with that.
Okay, we need to know the full story about whoever asked this question. Okay? Because to ask it in such a manner, when you say you're sorry, do you ever mean it?
Yeah.
That means there's some baggage to tag along to that question. Yes.
Okay, here's a better question.
You mean it sometimes.
That's a better question. Yeah. When you say I'm sorry, do you mean it every time?
Oh.
Every time.
Okay. I used to have a problem where I never said sorry, okay, in our relationship. Mm-hmm. Because to me, it was admitting I was wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
Follow me on this.
Yeah.
But I learned over the years that sometimes it's good just to say I'm sorry, and you're not admitting defeat, but you're just saying I'm sorry that we took it to this level and we've had this argument and we've wasted 2 hours of our life. Let's move on with our life. I'm sorry. And it means something. There are two different types of I'm sorries. So it took me a while to learn that. And once I learned that, by saying I'm sorry, you can go to bed at night going, I knew I was still right.
Yeah.
Like in your head, not out loud, but in your head, you could think you were still right.
So you do.
It enables your relationship to move on, and it just saves a lot of hassle.
Okay. John Bowman, what do you think?
Now, being sorry and apologizing is two different things. Like, if I'm sorry for something, that means I did something very detrimental, you know? But I apologize all the time because I'm human, you know? My bad. I apologize. Mm-hmm. But to say I'm sorry and really mean it, I would have had to, like, taking money from you and you caught me or something, like something really bad has happened for me to say sorry.
The worst is the story, the like backhanded stories that are like, I'm sorry you didn't like what I said.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Or I'm sorry you were offended by what I said.
Exactly. Yeah.
There is nothing worse than the person that steps on your foot and says, I'm sorry, your foot feels pain.
Yes, exactly.
That is, I think I stole that from Jesse Jackson, by the way. I'm pretty sure I stole it on a TV interview. I saw it.
The worst kind of sorry, I swear.
My wife has figured me out. When I say I apologize to her, she knows I'm not telling the truth. And when I say I'm sorry, she looks at me and says, okay, I think you're telling the truth. Because I, of course, will just say it a lot of times just to, like Kat said, just to move on. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't even realize it. Subconsciously, I'd be like, babe, I apologize. She's like, you're full of it. When you say I apologize, it means you're lying.
Oh.
So I'm like, man, it's pretty smart of you that you figured that out.
I don't know what you're saying. I always mean it when I say I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, wink, wink.
Yeah, right. You are full of it, my friend.
Okay. I don't know if I believe you. Do men ever fake it? This and other questions, courtesy of Montreal women. This was the final question that we got from Heather in Beaconsfield. I was nervous to ask this question, and you can hear they're a little nervous to answer as well. But I guess it's a fair question. Her question was, do men ever fake it? And Elias Mako started with the answer.
My brain is like trying to process the faking.
Everybody's so uncomfortable.
I'll say yes.
Yes?
I have.
Really?
I mean, if like for me, it gets a little long. If we're 20 minutes in and 25, 23, 7 minutes in, and I'm like, this is taking way too long.
20 minutes? Sounds like,
if we're 7 minutes into this thing, and I'm like, wow, this is taking forever. And I'll just, you know, kind of shake my leg a little bit. Wow. That was amazing.
Wow.
You know, let me get out of here. It's amazing.
Oh my God, wow.
But I mean, listen, ain't no woman gonna lie to me and say they've never done it.
True.
Especially like with me. They don't gotta lie to me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, I've done it.
I love your honesty. Anybody else want to answer this question?
First of all, that's going to ruin my sex life for the rest of
Like, now you're definitely going to get those questions. You know, like, really? Really? You know, for guys, it is a little bit more difficult to hide it in most situations. Obviously, there's ways where you can hide it. But, you know, I mean, I can't, no, I mean, I No, I, you know, I know, I, but no, I'm, yeah, I, but I, yeah, I just,
100%. Yeah.
No, you, that's no amazing. As a, and a guy, I don't know if you guys know this, I've been married 18 years.
Yeah.
No, no, but I'm pretty sure John's sex life is a lot more impressive than mine. And he has a lot more opportunities.
I plead the fifth on anything after that last one. Yeah.
That's right. I can imagine for John, you know, with just his schedule and his lifestyle, that of course it affords more opportunities for.
I'm actually,
you know,
seeing somebody right now. So.
Oh wow!
Not after this interview.
Huh. Exactly. So it looks like the market's back open.
The ladies wow. love John Bowman. We get a text from Julie. It says, "Nikki, panelist number two with a southernish accent. Please put a face to that voice. That is John Bowman from the Montreal Alouettes. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude."
I say honesty is the best policy. Like, when it's not happening, I'm just like, listen, not today. Better luck tomorrow.
Better luck next time.
Let's pick this up where we left off.
It was nice knowing you.
I absolutely have never, ever, ever faked it. Opportunities for me are rare, so I take advantage of every opportunity. Every second, every minute, I enjoy it because I never know when it's going to happen again, so I have no need to fake it at all. But I guess some men do, like John Bowman. So anyway, different situations. That was a lot of fun. So those videos are all up. You can catch up on our Facebook page. The B925.